Vice President Bakwesi Misa-Atha has cautioned Ghanaians against the MPP promise of free SHS and hostels for headquarters. He said reality check has caught up with the MPP and are therefore backtracking. Briefing journalists in Accra as part of assessing his performance at the IEA vice presidential debate in Takoradi, Vice President Misa-Atha said that free hostels for headquarters being touted by the MPP and its presidential candidate Nana Akufo-Addo will not be free after all. He said Nana Addo's running mate Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia at the debate made it emphatically clear that hostels for headquarters as being promised by the MPP will not be free. He therefore supported President Mahama's view that headquarters do not need hostels but skills and resources to enable them to earn decent livelihood, Sathia reports. Vice President Bakwesi Misa-Atha acknowledged that the IEA platform is a rare opportunity for the parties to espouse their vision and programs for Ghana's development. He said since the MPP began espousing its free SHS, a number of individuals and organizations have hinted the danger it will pose to the country's educational system and the economy as a whole. Vice President Misa-Atha emphasized that the focus of the NDC is access and quality education so that Ghanaian students can equally compete with other counterparts from other parts of the world. He said the NDC has an enviable track record when it comes to education and will deliver on its promise. Vice President Misa-Atha said government is finding it difficult to complete the affordable housing projects begun under the Akufo administration. This is because the MPP administration shared the houses among themselves and their political cronies and sold some to others, though not a single house had been completed. Vice President Misa-Atha said the NDC is prepared to complete the project, but it is in dilemma as to whether to complete them and hand them over to the low-income earners, the original target for the houses, or the rich people who had bought some of the houses.
What we are going to do, particularly with respect to the use of ICT, so that human interventions will be minimized. That is one general solution to that problem. But with respect to the ports, you know, we are also expanding port expansion of the Takoradi Harbour, which is taking place. That allows improvement in the turnaround time of ships in the port. We have a plan about reducing further bureaucracy through the minimization of multiple agencies that are involved in port operations. So all those things are happening. If we had a proper functioning national identification number that provided a unique number for people, it would be easier to track events that happen.
On bureaucracy and delay at the ports, Vice President Misa-Atha said government has set aside some money from the $3 billion Chinese loan to expand the Tema and Takoradi harbors and also the introduction of ICT in operations at the ports. He however said bureaucracy is a serious challenge in the public sector. That was 7 years' report.